This is a podcast from Rover.
Okay, this is an exclusive poo file. Adam, come on, it's all right. This is a safe place. We're not on the radio. You can tell us what really happened with your toilet.
That's right. We're not even recording this, mate, so just go for it.
Yeah. So this happened a couple of days ago. I was having a shower with Gigi, actually, and then I heard the toilet start to like bubble. It's going
like Rotorua.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was like bubbling, like the water was bubbling. And so I flushed it and it seemed okay at the time. Eve mentioned it also, and then we kind of totally forgot about it for the rest of the day. Anyway, before I go to bed, I've always got my routine. I poop, and that's all good.
You poop before bed?
Yeah, I know. I know my...
Well, it's better than during.
But when do you poop, Paul? Can I ask that question, or is that too personal?
No, that's not too poop. I'm not poop. Now I've got poop. That's not too poopsonal, Lana. I would go first thing in the morning, and then probably...
A couple of times.
Yeah, probably at least four times a day. I'm pretty regular.
That's
but
good.
Not right before bed.
No. Okay.
Well, anyway, you'd be proud of me because...
Nighttime, God.
When I went to flush, the water level...
You want me to be proud because you flushed?
Yeah.
God!
No, that's not the bit where you'd be proud of me.
You've achieved so much, mate. You've really come on. Because I know you used to just stare at it and go, well, I guess it's there forever now.
Now what do I do?
So flush, and the water levels were coming up, and this has happened many times before. We're like, oh, those water levels, they'll go back down and everything will be fine.
God, stressful.
But the water levels kept coming up.
Oh, no.
And then it just stayed, and it didn't go down. Nothing happened.
It's the water stayed up. How close to the edge is it?
Oh, like very close to the seat of the toilet.
Like when you put too much water in a cup?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So in the water, I have got... the giant shit in there. Sorry, I'm just saying what it is. But what I was going to say, you'd be proud of me for my gut health because it was...
I don't know if I am, man. It shouldn't block the porcelain throne.
Yeah. You're talking about the gut health of about five people, I think.
Okay, so now you're in the bathroom. Where's your family at this point?
Evie's in the lounge watching the latest episode of The Kardashians. And I say, darling, do not come into the bathroom for like the next hour because we have got a situation. I get the plunger from the laundry and I'm trying to plunge the water so everything gets sucked back down. Nothing is working.
You'd have to be careful putting the plunger in because it might push the water to come out over the top.
Exactly. And there's also something in the water that I don't want to touch.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Man. And if Evie was watching the Kardashians, she's also looking at shit. So you got that to think about.
And I was in there for about half an hour and nothing was happening. And I was like, well, I've got to get rid of this turd.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I...
eventually go down?
No.
God.
So I grabbed a rubbish bag, had to turn it inside out.
Oh, yes.
And I put my hand into the toilet and I picked it up.
Got it there. Okay,
and then I wrapped it up.
Because don't normalise this behaviour.
No, he did the only thing he could do. That's good. He's like a responsible dog owner, but... He's like a responsible dog owner, but he's also the dog.
It's not an option for me to go in there and get that. That's not an option.
So it's just going to sit there for days?
It's not. I will not allow it to sit there. So, I'll do everything.
But what else can you do, Lana? If the water's right up to the lip and it's not going down, you've got to get it out.
Oh, God. It's just a predicament I've never been in, and I could not imagine. Surely it would disintegrate over time.
Maybe over 3 years.
Oh, God.
It's like
what
you know nothing. It's like you know nothing about the male stool.
I don't.
Anyway, I've just got a text from my wife saying that the plumber's around at our house right now.
No.
What?
What happened?
Well, this is what I mean. I had to call the plumber.
You're standing there with a rubbish bag in your hand.
Oh, yeah, I chucked that in the bin. And then.
Whoa, hang on. What bin did you put it in?
Oh, the red bin.
What's that? Generalized?
An outside bin, right?
Yeah, like where Gigi's
not just
nappy.
Like the kitchen one or something.
No, like where Gigi's nappies would go. Same thing. Okay, right?
The one in the office by the printer.
The one in the office, just in there with a bit of a toner cartridge and a massive turd.
So I call the plumber, and the plumber's there now with my wife and my daughter, and the plumber said we need a new pump, and it's going to cost in the thousands. The plumbing line for the disposal field where clear water gets pumped into a field has failed. There's no other option, but we need to fix it. They're fixing it now. It'll be an all-day job. The whole house smells like shit. That's what she's just texted me.
Oh, wow.
So you probably got a backing up situation. Situation.
I don't know.
Excuse me. So, I feel quite sick.
Yeah. When she texted you, was the text sent to, hey, shit hands?
No. Why would you call me that?
Well, I don't know.
You picked up a shit.
You picked up. Look at me.
I know.
You've done like What Now, Adam and Eve show. You know, I've seen you in the Auckland Christmas parade down Queen Street. Yeah, and if everyone, that man and what he's done in his bathroom, I think it's a serious fall from grace for you.
Mm. Well, I don't know. There is another, you know, line of thought where if you look at Adam, you know, he's a well-presented, fairly young, dapper man. Mm. I wouldn't look at Adam and go, that guy has the capability to block a toilet. But I'm really pleased that I was proved wrong. You know, you look at some dudes who are absolute units,
yeah,
and you go, I bet every time you go, you block the toilet.
Oh my
but I'm
God.
So proud of you, Adam,
I
man.
Know what you mean. Yeah.
No, that you've actually had the output to be able to do it. Well
the
done.
Output.
You don't look like you've got the strength to block a toilet. So well done.
The
man.
Output. Eat more prunes and drink kombucha. Yeah. For goodness sake.
Also, if you're still listening to this, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You were the real winners for getting through this.
Oh my God.